This is the MF Cashflow Podcast with Mike Fisher. We pull back the curtain of real estate investing and share the secrets to building the life of financial freedom you've always dreamed of.
Hey guys, Mike Fisher here, MF Cashflow, man. So this could be Mike Fisher Cashflow or motherfucking Cashflow. However you guys want to take it, you take it, man. It's raw. It's here, man. I got a special guest today. John Martinez here, man. I met John at a mastermind. I've watched his YouTube videos. This dude gives out some huge, valuable content, man. It's going to blow you away. And I was like, John, just what, you know, like we're just speaking about what should we talk about? And, you know, I was just telling John, like, man, when John's a great storyteller. And when John tells a story, it's like you can walk through his story in his shoes, man. Like, it's crazy. So, John, thank you so much, man, for your time. I appreciate it, man, and bringing yourself out. And man, just freaking awesome, man. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. This is one of the funnest things for me to do. So
yeah. And we're also in the same mastermind together also, man. So I'm going to be seeing you, in about 2 weeks or so, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, yeah. Investor fuel, baby. Woo! Yeah. Cool, man. Cool.
One of the best out there.
John, I don't want you to jump right in, man. But kind of, you know, like, give me an idea of, what do you? I want you to like tell a little bit about where you're at now, and then jump back, because I want people to kind of see where you're at now and be like, wow, this dude got to where he's at now. Just a little bit, just a little tease, you know, where this guy got to where he's at today. From this story, because for me, it's kind of like, because I know your story, but when you're telling the story, it's like, damn, man. But you know, we've all heard it. And if people haven't heard it before, man, it's like you have to fail fast, fail forward, and fail frequently, man. If you're not failing, you're not moving, man. Get up off the couch and go do something, you know? I mean, what's that saying? Like, energy, motion creates motion or something like that. In other words, you get up, you know, you're feeling bad sitting on the couch, man. You get up and you move around, and then all of a sudden you're starting to feel good, man. And you get to get more energy and stuff. So, you know, I'm on this, I'm going to go off track just for a moment. Andy Frizzella, have you heard of him?
Yeah. I went I had a couple college classes with him actually.
Oh my God. No kidding. Yeah. That's in your backyard. That's right. I forgot. Yeah. Holy cow, man.
Here in Springfield it's now Missouri State. Back in the day, it was, SMSU, Southwest Missouri State. And we had public speaking together, which I ended up dropping out of. Actually, I failed that one and I put it out. I went on to not graduate from college. So I failed on the business scale too.
That's amazing. Yeah. Andy's a good dude, man. I'm assuming he created the 75-day hard challenge. Are you familiar with it?
I don't know that one, no.
Oh my gosh. So I'm on day 4, all right? It took me a little while to get to this point, but it's 2 workouts a day, the mentality behind this. And if talk about failing, right? Talk about failing. So I'm going to get to that failing part. But 2 workouts a day, 45 minutes each, 1 inside. You could do them both outside, but 1 has to be outside, right? Okay. Doesn't sound so bad, right? Then you have to drink 1 gallon of water. Doesn't sound so bad. Then you have to read 10 pages of something inspirational. And you, I am recording, man, and I can't remember. This is day 4. Then you have to, strict diet.
Yeah.
Strict diet, no alcohol. So there's the 5 things. I think I might be missing. Oh, and take a selfie of yourself. That's it.
Yeah.
Dude, this is so hard. I'm like, I'm in day 4. I'm like, this is like changing my routine. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh shit, man. I gotta cut this short, man. All of a sudden, all of your time is valuable, man. Cause I gotta get another workout in. Yeah. I gotta read 10 pages. You know, you're thinking about, I gotta drink a gallon of water, man. So now I'm carrying water with me everywhere, you know? It's crazy, man. But here's the failure part. If you fuck up once, you got to start all over again. Back to day 1.
I like it. It's cool.
Woo. But you think about it, man. I'm in day 4, but imagine getting into day 30, 40, 50. You're like, oh, hell no. I ain't having that glass of wine. I'm going to stay strict to my diet. I'm going to drink that gallon of wine. I'm not starting this over. Can you imagine that? I really like also one outside, especially for people that live in the Midwest too, right? Because we got rain, snow, wind, you name it. We got everything coming at us, man. But, you know, you're out there. You got to do whatever you got to do out in those elements. But that's just like life, man. That's what we're going to talk about with you right now and all the elements, everything that has hit you and changed you and brought you into that direction to where you're at today. And man, it's like the elements hit you and it changes you, man. You persevere through it. You don't run back inside the house and like a little, oh, I'm afraid of that wind. No, man, the trees will be going over, man. You just go hug the tree, man. You know? Yeah. So that guy, it's the mental, I'm only day four, the mental process in this is phenomenal. I mean, just it's off the charts. So, and just it's a shit ton of energy too. So, anyway, man. So, I didn't know that. So that's really cool, man. That's I could tie another piece together. So well, tell me, what is it you're doing now, man? Enough about me.
Yeah, no. It's training salespeople is what we do in the real estate investment space. So,
what does that mean?
So it means teaching them how to talk to, basically, I guess, let me put it into simplest terms. Real estate investors need to buy houses for 50, 60 cents on the dollar. So we teach people how to buy houses for 50 and 60 cents on the dollar. How do you go through that negotiation? What should the company sound like and so forth?
Awesome. So, well, let's go back a little bit now. You know, I'd love for you to just go ahead and tell your story and I'll jump in every once in a while, but you know, I've heard your story a few times, very inspirational. I wish I had the photos, dude. Like maybe you can email it to me and I can pop them in there. That'd be awesome, you know, because the photos say so much more of you and your car and stuff, you know. But go ahead, dude. Tell your story. I don't want to tell your story. It's yours.
No, it's fine, man. I'm excited. You're excited because I love telling it. You know, it's always much more fun telling a story about where you came from than when you're living through it, right? It kind of sucks when you're living through it, but
yeah.
I guess mine, you know, as far as business goes, mine started when I was late teens, early 20s, here in Springfield, Missouri, where I live. And at the time, I worked for a catering company. I delivered the food for whoever purchased the food. And most of our clientele were pharmaceutical reps. So the way it worked is their job was to sell doctors drugs or, you know, push whatever they had to the doctors, and doctors would prescribe it to their patients. And so they would order food for clinics and hospitals and that type of stuff. I deliver it. And then they just hang out there and then in the break room or wherever they were. When the doctor, their prospect, right, would walk out to grab a bagel or a donut or whatever the heck it was, they had, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes to grab their attention and try to give their elevator pitch and, you know, kind of say, hey, this is the benefits of this drug. You might want to start thinking about prescribing it to these types of patients. And that was really my introduction to sales. My first view of what a salesperson was, which was, hey, they're kind of top notch when you talk about salespeople. So my idea of sales early on were like these really well-dressed, very attractive people who were probably in, you know, upper middle class or upper class. They had the company cars, the benefits, like all this stuff. So my idea of salespeople was this. And I was like, that beats pushing food, right? Like taking it out of the van, loading it up and spilling stuff all over yourself. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And for me personally, it was a hit to my pride, right? I just felt like I wasn't doing what I could be doing, not living up to my potential. So anyways, I got into sales. I got on, you know, the computer, pulled up some resume template, kind of filled it out. I didn't have a resume. I never did anything with my life. I barely made it through high school, dropped out of college, and I was delivering food. But I got a job with an insurance company, all commission, of course. Because that's the way the industry works. And when I got hired, I remember, man, being so excited because the branch manager for the company that hired me, I felt like he had seen something in me. So I had, I was just super excited because I was like, I can't believe how I got this job. He must have seen something deep within me that I didn't even know existed. But for whatever reason, he hired me. So that's the cue to me that I can do this. I can pull this off. I remember going home and I called my mom and
believed in you, man.
And nowadays, I know like insurance companies for all commission sales job basically hires anybody under the sun. Like if you can fog a mirror, it's like, you know,
right.
But I was pumped. I started the job. I ended up with a territory of about 5 states around Missouri here. So I got licensed in all the states. You got to pay for your own licensing. And when you make $8 an hour, it's hard to spend $300 for this license and $300 for this license. But again, I was like, hey, they wouldn't have hired me if they didn't know I could do it. So I did it. I traveled. I had this 1988 RX-7 convertible. I think I bought it for like maybe $2,000 or $3,000. And it was not cash, of course. It was definitely on like the longest loan I could get to afford it. But I loved it. The downside was it had no heater, no AC. It just, right? So I'm in the Midwest traveling Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, in this car, sleeping in the car most nights because I had no money. It was all commission. And when I started out, I hadn't made a sale yet, of course. And I blew all the money I've ever had on getting licensed. And I had this Notre Dame blanket in the back, and I kind of curl up with that at night and sleep in, you know, those front rest areas and stuff, which was fine. And I had a towel to like defog the window because the Midwest gets hot, it gets cold, it gets muggy, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And my job was to sell insurance to business owners. So basically cold call them or walk in, flip through this flip book and just say like, hey, do you want to buy? Here's your price. Let's go ahead and fill out an application. So that was my job, man. And it was freaking rough.
Yeah, living out of your car. What a lesson that is, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, I didn't live in my car. So, I mean, I had a home to go back to, but I'd spent 4 or 5 days on the road.
On the road, yeah,
But during that 4 or 5 days, I was definitely living in that RX-7. So anyways, from there, I hustled my ass off. And, you know, I worked every day, all day. In the morning, I'd get up, I'd cold call for the area I was in or whatever area I was going to the next day, and I'd set up appointments, and I'd run those appointments, and anything in between the appointments, I'd just walk into businesses and try to sell them insurance.
Damn.
So I hustled, hustled, hustled.
Yeah.
And I did that for about a year, and I got pretty good at it. I sucked at sales, but I got pretty good at the hustle piece.
Okay.
And I got offered a branch in St. Louis, Missouri. So I took the branch. I moved there by myself. I left out my home at home. I lived with a buddy. And they gave me an office. And they said, hey, John, we'll pay for your ad spend to hire agents. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch every Sunday. But you got to build a sales team. And by the way, you've got to keep up your sales numbers somehow while building and training a sales team. Mm-hmm. So I tried. I failed horribly. I ended up calling the home office and just saying, I can't do this. Like, I can barely keep up my numbers because that took me, you know, 60, 70, 80 hours a week anyways. And then it's really hard for me. Remember, I'm in my early 20s. I didn't know anything about anything. Really hard for me to recruit these agents because they were in their 40s and their 50s. They had spent a lifetime doing this. And they're like, wow. You're a punk kid. You don't know what you're doing. Why would I work for you? So I couldn't recruit anyone. If I did recruit someone, I didn't know how to train them. All I knew to do was hustle. So trying again, here's what you need to do, Bob, work 80 hours a week and, just bust your ass.
No training, just get out there and hustle.
That was it. So I failed briefly. I called the home office and I just said, here's what's going on. You tell me what to do. And they sent down this guy, a short, stocky Italian fellow named Al Paone. Al's still out there. I'm connected with him on LinkedIn. He was a recruiter for a football team in Colorado, the Bulldogs. And so he knew recruiting. He knew sales. And he came down for like a 5-day crash course. He said, I'm going to give you a process. It's the same process number one, how to recruit people. And then you're going to use that same process to teach them how to sell. And it was just a rudimentary, simple sales process, basically. And he spent that 5 days with me, and I did what I was told. And I put the process in place, and it was really structured, and I didn't know if it was going to work or not, but it did. And over the course of about the next, I don't know what it was, maybe 6 months looking back, I built an agency with 70 or 80 agents. Yeah, we did about $250,000 a week in annualized premium. That's how you'd measure it. In insurance, that was just our measuring tool. But yeah. Long story short, I went from making $8 an hour delivering food, and roughly a year, give or take a few months later, I was making $5,000 a week or $250K a year running an insurance agency out of St. Louis. So I was freaking hooked on sales, right? And you go from like $15,000 a year or whatever it is to $250,000 a year, and you're like 3 years old, you're like, holy shit, right? I didn't spend any of the money. I didn't have time. I was working my butt off. I sent it home. But anyways, I got hooked. I was hooked on sales and I was hooked on process. So I was like, this simple process, right, plus sales was life-changing. So
you learned a lot in those 5 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that like immersion? Like you guys, how many hours a day were you guys together in this 5 days?
Maybe 10 to 12. I mean, he'd come in and he's like, this is what we're doing. And we went through everything. We recruited salespeople. We did group hiring events at the office and group interviews, and we'd hire them. And then we would bring them in the next day and freaking train them and put them out there on the road. So we went through the full cycle for the week. And then have lunch together. You know, we go down the street to PF Chang's, and I was living it up. I was loving it because I was learning. I knew I could pull this off, and I was hooked. I was hooked on process, and I was, you know, hooked on sales. And since then, all I've been doing is studying more processes and getting better, and really just doing as much learning as I can and teaching others the same thing. So I guess, you know, I never really thought about it this way, but I guess I've kind of become the Al to a lot of people. He has such an impact on my life. So now that's what I spend my life doing, is trying to provide people with the same types of tools as he provided me with.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And that's huge. There's so many people, mentors out there and such, right? And there's people out there that just don't want to pay the money to succeed.
Yeah.
Or what's more important than money? The time, right? And people don't want to put even the time into it, man. They want to take the easy route out but you were out there hustling, and you had Al out there like, totally running with you, man, for that whole 5 days. And you're like a sponge, man. Full immersion, learning. Dude, like all that stuff there, you had no idea. Years later, you'd be looking back at Al like, wow. I mean, I have somebody like that in my life going back. It had nothing to do with what I'm doing today. But that guy was very instrumental. I guess, it kind of does, just on a personal level. But, I mean, he very inspirational to me. And I look at it like, yeah, I went out and still do, man. Like, that's my way of giving back. And now it's your way of giving back too, right?
Yeah. And when I tell that story, you know, even think about how I just told it, it sounds like it's kind of like, oh, simple. But what wasn't in there are the nights I cried myself to sleep, the struggle. It led to the divorce of my first wife. Yeah. When I said sent money home, it was my wife. I got married to basically my high school sweetheart. And as a teenager, or just after my teens, I guess. And she stayed home, and she would not move to St. Louis with me. And I had to sacrifice that. And I would stay up there. I'd leave Sunday night, come home Friday night, and I'd send all the money back to her. And after a while, the sacrifice almost led to divorce. And I gave up my agency and went back to Springfield and really struggled after that because I gave up everything I had built. But even up to that point, there was family not believing in me, me not believing in me, the days and the months when I couldn't pay my bills. And, I don't want to gloss over like, hey, I started here and a year later, I was just kicking ass.
Yeah, it was good point.
I ended up there, and then looking back and telling the story, it's like, yeah, I went from A to B, but really it was A to Z, and B, C, D, E, F, everything in between B to Y was kind of a shit show. Like it was hard. It was that was all failure, and I ended up in a good spot. So I don't want to gloss over the hard parts because it was 99% tough with like some good bookends, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to ask you that. Give me a time frame here because we didn't put really a time frame here.
So the whole thing, that whole story right there, is probably somewhere around a year and a half.
A year and a half, and then from there, from that year and a half. Well, year and a half brings you to what? To what? Like in your book, in your mind, like A to what?
If we're talking about my total story, that's basically. Man, that's probably A to C, maybe. I mean, it was a really good, it was very important.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't spell any good words without A, B, or C, right? So it was probably A to C, but it was a pivotal time in my life. It was one of those big life points.
Yeah, and how many years ago was that?
Close to 20 now.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of failures in between, huh?
Yeah. So,
and like you mentioned, even a failed marriage.
Yeah. There's a failed marriage in there. Yeah. My ex-wife and I found out we didn't align with what we wanted to accomplish in life. That was kind of a wake-up call for me, just the business success and what I was capable of. And, good friends today, just we were headed on different tracks. But
Right.
It was a challenge, right? That's the personal part that nobody likes to tell, but it's part of the human story.
That's true. Everybody's got one, man. So, John, kind of break it down to what it is you're doing today. I want our listeners just to hear of like, what is it that John does? Break it down, be specific, because at the end, I'm going to want you to give out your info, man, so they can get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I'll break it down exactly. I mean, I realized, one of the books I read, I want to preface this with something. I realized two ways I want to explain what I do. Number one, exactly what I do, who I help with my businesses. And number two, what my business looks like today. So if there's anyone listening to this that has some type of false ceiling of this is where I could get to, obviously I don't have it all or anything like that, but I got to a place that I like, and I'll share it. So I'll be very candid about the business as well. So what we do from a business is we do online training and boot camps for real estate investors and sales teams, acquisitions teams that they're building. And we give everything. Basically we teach how to handle any inbound lead or any type of lead, whether it's pay-per-click or cold calling or whatever, right? Anyone that's potentially selling their house for cash, how to take that lead and turn every potential deal into a deal. Mm. So whether it's from answering a call to inking the contract or answering a call to the follow-up in the contract or whatever it is, it's hardcore sales. So most of our training hovers around an hour to an hour and a half sales call. Hey, I'm thinking about selling my house. All right, let's have a chat. How do you, within that hour, hour and a half, turn that conversation into a contract and buy a house at a deep discount so you can rehab it, flip it, wholesale it, whatever you want to do with it?
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. So when you, when you're training people, like, do you have like courses for them to take, or is it, you say, hey, come to my, like online courses, are they like Al, or where you got somebody that's going to go out and spend 5 days with them?
Yeah. So we do it two ways. We've got an online course that just kind of goes on forever. I personally host it every week.
Okay.
And there's an on-demand portion. Everything we've ever done is recorded, and there's like a quick start library. So that's online. People who sign up get that forever. So there's teams that now have been with me 5-6 years. And as the teams grow and as they move into different markets, they put their salespeople in, and the same salespeople go through it over and over again. So it's an online program called the REI Sales Academy. We do that same thing live on 2-day boot camp events. We only do them about twice a year now, but for 2 days, it's that full kind of immersion where you get into a room and we just kind of pound it out A to Z.
Yeah. And I went to that 2-day boot camp, and then I did the one at the end too, because it turned into the 3-day. I think it was a mastermind or something at the end. And I'll tell you, it was awesome. And if it wasn't for that, like, you and I wouldn't be talking, really. I mean, I was so impressed by it. It was just, and the material that you give out to, it's just, it wasn't like bad stuff. It was really simple stuff. And it just reaffirms what you just learned. So you can just like go back to it. And it's like going back to the basics, you know? You get offline a little bit, you go back to the basics. And I'm sure, like, Al probably taught you all those basics, man. And, man, have you done a podcast with Al? Like, seriously, you got to get him on a podcast, right?
He's still in the insurance world. I think he owns a couple insurance brokerages now in the U.S. and all kinds of stuff. But no, he's still doing his thing, man. He's a workhorse. He's doing what he does. He's dang good at it.
Yeah. Well, clearly, man. So, well, how do people get in touch with you, John?
Yeah, Midwest Revenue Group is the name of my company. So if you go to MidwestRev.com, so that's Midwest, R-E-V is in Victor, short for revenue, MidwestRev.com. We got all kinds of free trainings and free, kind of like that challenge you're talking about with Andy Frizzella. We got a 21 challenge. It's kind of like so all kinds of stuff people could get for free if they ever want to contact us or find out more about what we do. There's options to do that on the website too.
Yeah, and I know you give away so much time. I mean, there's just a ton of material to give away, man. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think we've got about 150 training videos, free training videos right on the website now. And not a single one is like a buy my stuff webinar. It's all, hey, if you run into this, here's how you handle it type of stuff. So
super good quality stuff. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, man. And you, your mastermind and the 2 day, man, it was worth every penny of it, man. Every penny. And I'll tell you, it was just so good. And I'm a note taker. But what I like too is that, you know, sit at a table, I think it was like 10 people around a table, and you actually practice it with other people. And then you get, you know, like, hey, mix it up. And then, because you're not practicing with the same person again, you know, so, because, I mean, you're not going to be calling the same person all the time, right? So mix it up. And that was cool because it brings you out of your, you know, it forces you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean, we do things a little different now. I mean, we're always changing and evolving. So after like this next boot camp, what we're doing are we're doing 2 days of just role play in the coming weeks where everyone hops on the phone and we're just going to role play everything. Because what we found is I want people to take some of the stuff, get out in the field, see what they run into, bring it back to the call. Yeah. And we're going to role play and say, so people can say, I don't know how to handle this. I keep running into this. So we've taken that and actually, I think, beefed it up a little bit.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily it was a fail, right? It's just evolving to a bigger, better, badder person, man, and a product that you're proud of, you know, and you can multiply yourself. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Al multiplied himself and you're multiplying yourself, man. So that's awesome. Yeah, man. So, hey, I really appreciate your time here. If you had to give like one nugget that you had to give to our audience, what would that be?
It's going to sound so simple, but it's probably the most important. I almost feel silly saying it because it's going to be simple and some people brush it off, but the people who take it and run with it are going to do well. Stop trying to make the freaking sell and actually help people. The best salespeople out there actually slow down. Yeah. And instead of going, you know, buy, or let's ink this deal, they actually slow the sales call down and they say, let's just dive into what the heck's going on so I could try to figure out exactly what you need. You could get clear on what you need or what you're looking for. And at the end of this thing, I'll just kind of put together the best, you know, the best solution I can come up with that I could provide. And if you like it, then we'll talk about next steps. And if not, no big deal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how the pros approach sales. The others just try to rush to the deal and usually don't get legal because of it.
Right. Right. You're so smooth at that, man. And you should be, you know, but you're right. And people sense it, right. And thank you for sharing that. But people sense it if you're not authentic, if you're not real, if you're just out for the close, they know it, man. They just, I mean, what do you get? If you close a few here and there, it's just because, you know, they were ready to do it anyway, man. You didn't do anything. You're helping yourself. You're not helping other people, you know?
I think a lot of people get confused about, a lot of people will sell a certain way and because they have a couple sales, believe that's the right way. Like I could walk into, you know, I could go into any industry. I mean, like even in insurance, right? I sucked when I started, but I did enough of it that I still got deals, right? I could go into anywhere, probably call someone a name and then say, sign here. I don't even want to talk to you. Let's just do this deal. I bet you every now and then I'd probably get a deal, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's the right way to do it. So I think the way it might have even been Al who told me this. I can't remember, but it was back in that time period. He said, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So, you know, don't mistake having a little bit of sales success for doing sales the right way. It's good for everyone to take a step back and examine what they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome, man. Thank you so much. And hey guys, remember to live fully, love openly, and make a difference, guys. And that's what John's out there doing right now. Remember to look up John, man. He's got a ton of content out there and you can jump right on there and make a difference in your own damn life. Get up off the couch and do it already, guys. Thanks, John.
Thank you. See ya.
Learn more at mfcashflow.com and follow Mike on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.